Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The queen is here. Well, she's not really here. She used to come in studio. Now we're not in her radar.
She came in last week.
Oh, she came in last week for Susie. Is that right? Isn't that interesting?
He wasn't here. He did not need to know that, Dave Harrigan. He did not need to have that bit of information. That was not his business.
I'm in Hawaii witnessing my son's marriage, and you're cheating on me back here.
I was downtown having a meeting with Adam, the president of the Minneapolis Downtown Council. We were talking about some possible partnerships with my company.
Are you going to sponsor Holidays?
I got to do something with this money. They said that if I don't spend it, Donald Trump is going to take it and build some more golf courses with it. You know, they only let you make so much, and then the rest you have to give to Uncle Sam, I guess, apparently. So I got to spend it on something. I might as well sponsor Holidays.
Dave will take it. I mean, you okay, Dave?
I will put it to good use, I promise.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we need to get in this story, but let me just get ahead of it. And say, I want you to give all the details, but I believe it 10,000% because you will often send me a picture and you will say, who is this guy? And more often than not, it's a black guy who you've assumed I know and is potentially an athlete in town. And I'm like, I think even one time I said it back, I go, Shaletta. Every black guy you meet in town is not on the Wolves or the Vikings, okay? I don't know who this guy is.
Or the Twins.
That's right. You had Byron Buxton one time. Who is this guy?
Hey, how you doing? He was like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, I know Chad Hartman. You know, oh, yeah, I know Chad. That's my friend. Come on, let's take a picture together. Hey, Chad, who's this? Oh,
exactly.
It's only Byron.
Oh, it's about 50-50, Dave. She sends me a picture. I'm like, I don't know. He's a lawyer somewhere. He's a teacher somewhere. I don't know who the guy is. Okay, so this is a perfect setup. So tell people what happened, because only you could pull this off.
Okay, so I was going to D.C. to get the award that I won on behalf of WCCO Radio this past summer for the work that we do, spreading love with locks, passing out the free locks to families who have kids with autism who wander off and they want to keep them safe in the house.
Yep.
So I was on the flight, and my friend Karen was with me. And so we got off the plane at Washington National Airport in Washington, D.C., and we get off the plane, and I think I see Oprah's boyfriend.
Stedman.
Yes.
So,
and I said,
are you thinking if Stedman's here, Oprah might
cannot be too far behind.
Yeah, here we.
If she's not with him, then he has a cell phone and he has her number in it.
Okay.
And if
I was
going to
say, can
calls,
I stop for a second? I was going to say, Dave, it's a guy and he's got a cell phone.
I mean,
man, what a la-di-da lifestyle this guy's leading. Okay, so yeah, it's Stedman, and then you can
he has a phone.
Yeah, and
we could call Oprah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let's not forget that when Oprah came to Minneapolis before COVID, she was at the X, I'm not sure what they're calling it now, and me and my kids stalked her.
Yeah.
Outside at the wrong hotel, and then she tweeted me out and talked about me on social media, told me to take my kids in, how she was going to call Children's Protection Services people.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right.
So I have been known for stalking Oprah, okay? I've been spending my whole life trying to meet Oprah.
Correct.
So I think that I see Stedman Graham.
Yeah, Stedman right there. Distinctive,
right,
good-looking man, right?
Yeah, tall, black, older gentleman with the curly hair, fair skin, you know, just, you know, probably smell like peppermints and chocolate milk. I'm like, okay, I'm going over here. I'm going to meet Stedman. And I don't see Oprah, right? Because my Oprah radar does not go off.
Yeah, right.
I see some handlers, and I'm thinking he got a cell phone. And in that cell phone is Oprah's number. And if Stedman calls Oprah, she going to answer. Mm-hmm. So I go over there, and I say, hey, you got to call Oprah so you can let me talk to her. I'm her number one fan. I got into broadcasting because of her. I was a nursing major, and I switched majors. And I'm here in town, and I'm winning this award, and I've got four kids. And I start telling him my whole story, and this handler.
Ballpark, how long did you talk before the handler was allowed to jump in?
Probably about 8 minutes, maybe 10.
Yeah. Dave, any doubt about it?
Seems a little late to
me. I was going to say.
It's like when people ask me to speak at funerals and they say 2 to 3 minutes and it winds up being 23 minutes.
No chance.
I think I broke a record at a funeral. Somebody said I did. They clocked me. They said I did 43 minutes.
Oh.
So if you don't want me speaking long at your funeral, don't ask.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if I get the microphone, it's a wrap.
Yes.
I'm going for broke.
Yes.
Okay?
I believe.
And so I'm standing, and the handler, she taps me on the back, and she said, ma'am, that's not Stedman Graham. That's Attorney General Eric Holder.
I mean, it's not Stedman Graham. It's the former Attorney General of the United States, who is the Attorney General for the first black president we ever had. And here you are speaking out on so many causes for black women, black men, opportunities for jobs. And here's Eric Holder. And you're calling him Stedman.
Looking for a cell phone. I did everything except stick my hand in his pocket.
Yeah.
I was like, you got a cell phone. Please call her because I just want to say hi. You know what? If you just call and talk to her, if you want me to, I'll be quiet. I won't say that. I just want to hear her voice. If you could just get her on the phone.
Seriously. Now here's the thing, though. Eric Holder might have Oprah's number.
Oh.
Right, Dave?
I bet he does.
I bet he does.
God. Oh, my God.
Because here's one of his closest friends still, by all accounts, is this guy, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama for sure has Oprah's number.
Yeah,
so
he does.
You could have got Barack Obama's number and Oprah's
and
number.
Michelle Obama. Right?
And Michelle Obama's number. If I just were traveling with
him. All at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, we need to go on more trips together because you Monday morning quarterback in this thing. I was not thinking ahead. In the moment of my embarrassment, I wasn't thinking that maybe he still had Oprah's number. I was just so embarrassed that for 8 to 10 to maybe 15 minutes, I was talking to this man as if he was Stedman Graham. And he was like a statue. He was frozen.
Yeah.
My friend Carrie Ream was mortified. She didn't get to say a word. She just kept taking steps back. And so by the time it was over, she was almost back on the plane. Literally, like, I left my purse. That's how excited I was. Like, somebody had to go back up to the gate and get my purse because I threw everything down and ran to this man. They had to go get. I realized I didn't have my purse when I got down to baggage claim. I was like, my purse is still up there. It was a wrap.
But as usual, you've saved yourself, and there's an event coming out of this, right?
Yes. So I asked him if he'd ever been to Minneapolis and if he would like to come because we have Juicy Lucy's Prince the Musical is at the State Theater, and he could purify himself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Great.
And so,
great time of year to head out to Lake Minnetonka. I mean, not only are you going to get his name wrong, you're trying to kill the man. Okay, really big supporter of Eric Holder you are.
So he is going to be the keynote speaker at the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers Gala next Saturday. And guess who he asked to be the MC of the event?
Jason DeRusha?
Stedman.
Stedman Graham.
It would be me. I'm going to be the MC of the event.
Okay, so you go off to the former attorney general, who's still very involved in redistricting and what's going on.
Yes,
you get
his
name wrong, but then you somehow still get him to show up and come here 2 weeks later.
You know, Jesus loves me. Things happen amazingly for me.
God.
You've seen it over and over again. I'm not sure why y'all keep doubting my abilities, but yeah, so he'll be here next Saturday. It's at the Royalston Square at the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers annual gala. And yeah, so he and I'll be hanging out. Did you want to meet him? I mean, if you want me to,
I want him on the radio. I want him on the radio.
You want him to come on the radio?
Yes, I do. In all sincerity, I do.
Okay, so what about Tuesday? I'm looking at his calendar. He's got Tuesday at 1 o'clock available. Are you available Tuesday at 1?
Tuesday at 1:05. We will make
1:05?
Yeah, we'll
make room?
Wait a second. How much access to his calendar do you have now?
Now, we all know that I'm a stalker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're aware.
And we all know that I have some skills when it comes to cracking codes and getting into people's systems. So I'm going to just tell you that I see Tuesday at 1. If you want me to hook this up for
that
you,
would be great.
Just let
That'd
me
be
know.
Fantastic.
I'll work with it. Because this is, but, you know, this is what I did when I was your producer. You know, I always got you really
no,
good,
it's not.
Important.
Never. That's why I'm gonna believe this one when – Dave verifies we're actually talking. Derek Holder. If it turns out it's Stedman, we'd have Stedman on too. My preference.
So either way.
Dave, let's play the game 10 times. Eight times I'd rather interview Eric Holder, but twice Stedman, that, you know, so.
I mean,
Stedman
ain't
might be
nothing
the clicks.
To sleep at. Yeah, Stedman's going to get you the clicks. He
might
is.
Get some Oprah dish.
Well, if.
Might get some Oprah
that,
dish.
I mean, if he's at home and he's with Oprah.
And you could just, like, yell out, and she could, like, yell into the phone and stuff?
Well, no. She's human. She'd want to talk to me. Come on.
Oh, she would. Okay.
All right. Put yourself on hold. More with Shaletta in moments on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Shaletta is here. That doesn't necessarily mean Shaletta will be here tomorrow. It is the Shaletta Show with an occasional guest appearance by Shaletta. Let's play our game, Dave. This time you go first. Will Shaletta in town host her own show? Dave, you're first.
I feel like we are on a winning streak for Shaletta fans. She will be on the microphone from noon to three tomorrow.
I know she hosted at least once in the last month, which means she will not be here. We are going to get the Stevie T experience. So Shaletta will not be hosting her show tomorrow. Who is correct?
I can't believe you don't have any faith in me, Chad. I host at least two of my own shows a month, okay?
Oh, you don't.
Okay.
Okay. Does that count the Twins games when they're on and you can't be here, so you count that as you were available to host?
Yes, I was. So that's not my fault, okay? I will be there tomorrow, amazing guests lined up, okay? I will be talking to Dr. Buffy Smith from Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. And I did not know this. I thought this was an amazing story. So I was at church on Sunday, and I was talking to one of the kids, in the older kids in the youth ministry. And he was telling me that, he said, the college that we go to, they gave us gift cards to the grocery store so that we could have something to eat, because they didn't know if we were receiving SNAP benefits. And I was like, what college you go to? Because they never cared about whether we ate or not. I grew up
very
on
nice.
Ramen and bologna. And so he was telling me about Doherty Family College, and I said, okay, I need to call over there. So I talked to the dean, and she's coming. So since she's coming, then I got to kind of show up, because I did invite her.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I think that's still a win for me. If she did not show, you were going to check in with Brad and Sam. Okay, now the last time we chatted, what did you call chili? What soup did you call it?
I was making taco soup.
Taco soup, by the way, which does not exist.
And it was not chili.
Yeah.
It was not chili. It's ground meat. Just because something has ground meat in it does not make it chili, okay? It's ground meat, tomato sauce, Rotel, corn, and beans, okay? It's not chili. It's taco soup. You crush you up little Tostitos chips, put your little dollop of sour cream, a little Mexican cheese. Bam. That's not chili. It's taco soup.
Yeah, I Googled it right now. There are a lot of taco soup recipes. And, Dave, from every picture, you know what it looks like? Chili. It just
sounds right.
It just looks identical to chili. Okay, before we go, I'm going to ask you about the Japanese prime minister. I don't know the proper pronunciation, so I'm just going to pass. Female.
Mm-hmm.
She recently scheduled a meeting. Okay, 3 a.m., 3 a.m. meeting, okay? A 3 a.m. study session.
Mm-hmm.
As New York Times reports, the issue is especially sensitive in Japan, where there's been a lot of high-profile cases recently of death from overwork. let's buckle up and ponder this thought, Dave Harrigan. Shaletta is the Prime Minister of the United States of America. Where do you stand on a 3 a.m. meeting?
I say they're just 1 hour early from when I started waking up to text people. Have you not talked to Adam Carter?
I'm aware of myself. You text me very, very early.
Yes. At 4 a.m., I'm up, I'm thinking, I'm moving, I'm shaking, and I'm wondering at 4:32 why nobody's responded. Tim Walz said it best when he was on the campaign trail. We're asleep when we're dead. We got work to do, people. I'm with the prime minister. Do you have her phone number? Okay, I'll hook you up with Eric Holder. You hook me up with the prime minister over there who's having the 3 a.m. meetings, because that's my tribe. She's my kind of people. That's called hardworking folks. We get
it's
stuff
ridiculous.
Done.
It's ridiculous. It's utterly
done.
It's ridiculous.
There's nothing on my to-do list by the end of the day. That's all I'm telling you.
No.
I've gotten it done.
No.
I started four. I end at midnight.
I have ripped the countries where they say you can't get a hold of somebody outside of business hours, but there's also a reasonable time. And 3 a.m. for a meeting, Dave Harrigan, where do you stand? You with Shaletta? Any meeting, anytime, doesn't matter to me, 3 a.m. Here's the only meetings you have at 3 a.m. with your partner naked. That's it. That's the list right there. Dave, where do you stand?
I'd love to be part of one of those 3 a.m. meetings. That sounds really good. No, of course, no business meetings. I don't care how important it is. No, wait.
None. Zero. Zilch.
You know what? If you're trying to do international business, you can't be waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning scrolling through your emails at 9 a.m. By 9 a.m., your email needs to be cleaned out and you need to be on to the next. Like at 4 a.m., if you're doing international business or business with folks on the East Coast, those people are up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That means you need to be up at 5. That means at 4 o'clock, you need to wake up and know what you need to tell them by 5 a.m. because they're up at 6 and 7 o'clock. Y'all are not thinking globally. Y'all thinking Minneapolis-ly.
For the rare international situation, I get it, okay? You are the prime minister. You're not just some silly afternoon talk show host like I am.
Right.
But on a regular basis, impeachment, if this continues. Come on.
Well, fire me now, because I'm telling you, she is only 1 hour ahead of me. At 4 a.m., I am up and working and getting it done. Yeah. And anybody that's rolling with me, they got to be up, and or they got to block me or put me on mute. Because you know, if I wake up and it's an idea or I see something, I'm texting, calling, I'm trying to engage.
Another reason why, Dave, the phone is not on the bed, because it's very possible it's 4:10. And she'll just be asking me some random question.
Random question.
Out of nowhere.
Like, have you tried that dark chocolate to see if it'll make you sleep?
Have you tried this restaurant lately?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, call me at 7:10.
I mean, what is it? When you go to Manny's, do you ask for the side dish of so-and-so?
Yeah.
What's the best place to get a cocktail in St. Cloud? Just like all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah. I now have the new Apple phone where you can block one person. That would be you.
Oh, that's so horrible.
All right,
that's
so we're penciling it in. No, we're not. We're penning it in.
I'm literally emailing his people right now. Vicky Bethea is his main point of contact, and I'm emailing her now to find out.
Why don't you give out her email address in case anyone...
Phone number? That'd be good.
I got it. Because, you know, I'm so used to booking your guests from when I was a producer. Yeah. Again, back on your show, back when I was working with you.
What if I do the first segment as Stedman? Just the whole time. What is it like living with Oprah? It is there question after question. See how long it goes. All right, we got to go. We got to get to, am I wrong, Dick? It's very sensitive in the time situation.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a great weekend, everyone. See y'all tomorrow on the radio from noon to 3.
Shaletta right here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.